Today's share in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are in the middle of the brand new Siman, which we started yesterday, Tuf Resh Ayin Zayin, and we're in the middle of Sif Aleph, and I'll remind ourselves that we read the Mechaber yesterday, Sif Aleph, where the Mechaber taught us that if a person is an achsanoy, a guest at somebody else's house, so he should participate by giving a pruto or acquiring a share as a gift from the Baal HaBayis and Shalit with him. But, and here's what we're just pick up in the last line of Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph with the Mechaber. V'im yesh lo pesach pasuach liatzmo, if he has a separate entranceway into that house, tzorich lahadlik bepisklo, he should light himself in that doorway. Apo pish osa bayis eino meyuchot el l'shen, even though he's only sleeping there, v'ochal ashulchan Baal HaBayis, and he's eating in the dining room of that Baal HaBayis. Nevertheless, he should light his own candles. The same thing would apply to a son eating by the father. And this is where we left off with the Mishneh Berurah. We're up to Sif Katan Zayin. And now we'll explain when he says La'atzmo, if he has his own Pesach for his own entranceway into that house, even though he's not doing anything other than sleeping there, he's eating with the Baal HaBayis, he's a guest there, he should still light on his own. The Mishneh Berurah explains Mashma Mizeh, the implication is, if he doesn't have a Pesach Pesuach, so then, if he doesn't have his own entranceway, even though he has his own room, he can participate by giving a penny to the Baal HaBayis to participate in the Baal HaBayis' lighting of the candles. Or, if he is married, then he can rely on the fact that his wife is lighting in his house for him. He's off on a business trip and he's staying over at a bread and breakfast with some Orthodox Jew who's lighting for everybody. So he has his own room, but he's eating with them. So then, in that situation, he can rely upon his wife lighting for him in the house. However, the Mishneh Berurah brings down the age post, Kim Shisover, and there are those that disagree, and they hold the calls there bismana Gemara. This is all true in the time of the Gemara. Because they lit outdoors, like they do in some parts of Eretz Yisrael today. But here he's talking about in European Jewry, in an American Jewry would be the same thing. Where we light indoors, we don't light outdoors most of the time. Call Archim, then any guest, Hainu Afilu Nosui, Shebebeso, Madlikin, Lebevadai, even if he knows for a fact that his wife is lighting for him in their own house, but Gamkin Tzorich Ladr Biasim Uchol Gadne, then he has to also light here in this house or participate with the owner as an achsanoi, as a guest, because the miyodeya bachsanya, because who knows over here, they don't know that he's married and that his wife is lighting for him in the house, but and it's going to lead to a suspicion that this guy doesn't like Hanukkah licht because they don't know that he has a wife. So unless he lights here or participates here with the Baal HaBayis, they won't know. And it'll be a chashad, and we said for that reason he has to light. But then the Mishnah says, even to participate with a penny, giving a penny to the owner, that won't help. Because nowadays, everybody lights on their own. They don't participate like this. So therefore, also, so then the other people there won't assume that he's participating with the owner. And they'll say, this guy doesn't light. And there'll be a chashad on him. Finally, the Mishneh Berurah brings down the Mogen Avraham, Shein Lahachmir Kedivrei. The Mogen Avraham says, you don't have to be machmir like this opinion. Unless kiyim kisheish lo al kopanim chediv neatzo. If you have your own room, so then you should be machmir like this. Avlam ein lo chediv neatzo. If he doesn't have his own room, yochel lismoch an shebeiso. He definitely can rely upon the fact that his wife is lighting for him in his house. Shaliku lo beveiso or priti, or that he can participate if he doesn't have a wife, or he doesn't know for certain that they're going to light for him in his house. That he can give a penny to the owner, and since he doesn't have his own room, nobody's going to be chosh at him. That is the Mogen Avraham's opinion. And the Mishneh Berurah adds, "V'ayin le'el and sof siv katan gimel shekasavdu dechayesh lo ner nochon yosef lahadik batzmo." That we said even before that it's appropriate that he should go and light himself. The Mishneh Berurah adds, "V'ayin le'el and siman tofresh ayin vav sheivenu kama poskim shesovrim dekishu somech alan shebeiso av sheyotzei b'zeh yedei ner Chanukah mikol mokum kshiroa achakach ner Chanukah yeshom shetzorch levar shos nisim." There are those that say that even though afterwards he had already been lit on his behalf, when he sees the candles, he should say in Shosu Nisim, therefore it's actually preferable that he should light himself, even one candle, and not to rely upon this leniency. And he says, we'll learn more about this in Sif Gimel. Now, the Mishneh Berurah over here has an arichos that he doesn't understand this Mogen Avraham. Look at the Mishneh Berurah in the Bir Halacha Dira Maskul Liatzmo, and he says, "Kidei shetovin makor divarai," to understand what I wrote over there, You have to read the Magen Avraham inside. This was the actual words of the Magen Avraham, which the Mishnah Berurah says, I have difficulty understanding, and then he goes to an Arichus to explain this. So first he quotes the Magen Avraham. He says, the business of the Magen Avraham was actual Lashon. For nowadays that we light inside, the din is that even the guests, they light themselves. That's only if you're eating by yourself. That's the Lashon of the Magen Avraham. And he says the Eliyahu Rabbah disagrees, and he says the Shom Muchach behedu the Machmir b'chol gavni that we should be Machmir. Or Masha Prima Gadim wrote Lidchol Klatz Miliyashiv. The Prima Gadim tries to be Miliyashiv. The Magen Avraham he says Hamayin Shom Bifnim. If you really look at it, Yira Shom Shemes in Eliyahu Rabbah. The Eliyahu Rabbah is right, and the Magen Avraham is wrong. And then the Mishnah says I worked very hard to try to understand the Magen Avraham and to explain him, and he gives an Arichas to explain him. Ayin Shom the rest of this Bir Halacha. Now we go to Sif Katan Ches in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, in this situation, where he has his own Pesach, Tzorich Ladik, he should light by himself. And this Hadlaka is to prevent the Chashad, that the people think that he's not lighting. So there is an opinion, as you can see in Oz Tez Zayin, in the Shaar HaTzion, the Knesset HaGdol, the Pre-Chodosh, they hold Sovrim the Lo Yivarech. So therefore, he shouldn't make a brach according to that opinion. Im Yodesh, Malik Elo Beso. As long as he knows for a fact that his wife is lighting for him in his house, the only reason he's lighting here is for a Chashad. So therefore, don't make a brach. However, so if you're certain that they're not lighting for you, or you don't know for a fact that they're lighting for you in your house, then you should in fact make a bracha. And in the Shaar HaTzion Oz Tzayin, he brings down, this is the achra of the Gaon, Rabbi Baruch Frankel, and he says, Hadin Imo, and this is the halacha. The Kivan Shu, back to the Mishnah Berurah, the Kivan Shu, Madlik Biatzmo, since he's lighting for himself, Bivada in a Mishnati, Bimo, and Bipriti. So he's certainly not participating with them. The Chol Olov Midina, Chovas Adlok, and therefore he has an obligation to go and light. Now, Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Tess tells us, Tamo, the reason is, he has to light in that situation where he has his own room. Kivan Shiesh, Lo Bais Miyuchad Lashenet, since he has a room to sleep in, his own room. And also Nichlas Yosibo, everybody sees that's the room that he's going into. It's his room. So then there's this chashad if he doesn't light. Not everybody knows, he brings out from the tour, that he's eating someplace else. So people assume he's eating in that room, and they don't see him lighting, so therefore it's a chashad. Sivkot and Yod, the same applies. The Mechaber said, "Hu adin lebein ochel etzel aviv." Mishbur explains, "Va'afilu ochel etzel b'kriyas." Even if he eats there on a regular basis, kiven the tam mishum chashad. Again, the reasoning is we're concerned. It's a chashad that people aren't going to realize that he's eating someplace else, so he should light where he is. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Hagav yeshomrim." He brings down this opinion from the yeshomrim. The bizman hazeshamadlikim bifnim mamish. So nowadays, where we light always indoors, you should light in the place where you're eating. The Chaynog, we bring down the Shuas Rashba, that's the right thing to do. You light where you're eating. Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot Yud Aleph. The Ayin Bachronim Shekosu, the Gamma there, Rishonim, the Bizman is there. That the Mechaber is not arguing with this. Even the Mechaber agrees nowadays it's different. The Kivish Madlikim Bifnim, since you're lighting indoors, Leka Chashodim, Yovim Rishavim, Elbin Abayis. The people outdoors, there's no chashad. You're not lighting for them. You're lighting for the people indoors. And therefore, there's a chashad for the people indoors. And if they'll see him eating where he eats, so then there's not a problem of chashad. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot Yud Beis, and he says, "Demakom achiloso ikar." The essential place to light is where you're eating. Now, there's an arichos over here, which we won't be able to go through. We're going to not have the time, I don't think. We'll see if we can get back to it in the issue foot number 15, which discusses many, many situations, especially about Tamidim and Yeshiva. Ayin Sham, if we have a chance, we'll go back to some of it if we can. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, V'daf golini nach senoi, haniska leel shein beso etzlo. This is only talking about the guest who doesn't have his family with him. Olinyan bein asomach ha-shulchanov, and for a child that's at his father's table. However, but if somebody happens to be a guest at somebody's house, and he's going to go back to his house, he's eating dinner in a friend's house, and he's going to go back to his own house that night. So then, and then he shouldn't light where he's eating supper, but he should light where he's living. If he doesn't feel like getting up now and going home because he's content to be eating with his friends, so then, his wife's not with him for whatever the reason, she should light on his behalf in the house. And certainly it's a mitzvah for him to go back and do this rather than ask his wife to do so. And then the Chofetz Chaim says, look in the Bir Halacha, Or he has also an arichus, and he says, "I in the Mishnah Berurah, Mashi Gosav the Mishnah, so it is a chaveru bakrai, the person who's just a guest at somebody's house on a temporary basis. V'yesh lo shom bayis, but also here, then he should go light in his house." And the Mishnah Berurah, Chofetz Chaim over here says, "V'dafko biofen zeh, only in this situation does he have to go home." But if somebody is going away for Hanukkah to his in-laws or to his parents, and he's going to be there all 8 days of Hanukkah, Dover Baruch, it's clear and obvious, Shekivon Shasoe V'yoshisham, since he's eating and sleeping there, Koyim Chanukah, all days of Hanukkah, Afshim Yom Ochel Achilas Haroi B'Veso, even though he may be going back to his house for lunch, maybe going back to his house for some other reason, nevertheless, obviously, he's going to light by his in-laws or by his parents where he's eating and sleeping at night. Because nobody's in his house, so who should light for him? And certainly, the reason you're lighting is for people in the house, and everybody in the house knows that he's sleeping there. It's their brother, it's their sister, it's their family. Since everybody's sleeping over there, in this situation, yadliku over there. He brings it down from the pre-chadosh, ayin sham. I know it's a little bit complicated, a little bit hard, but let's go weiter. Siv base. The Mechaber writes, if a child has reached the age of chinuch, sarich ladlik, he should light the Chanukah lich too. Mishbur explains Siv Konyud Gimel. Lefi Masha Pasek HaMechaber B'simim Tov Reish Ayin Hei Siv Beis. What we learned previously, Da'afilu HaMahadrin Min HaMahadrin, even those that do the most optimal way of lighting the Chanukah lich, Ein Madlikim Rak Ner Echad L'chol Anshei HaBayis, they go and add on one candle each night, and they light once for the whole house, and they're not having everybody in the house light a full Chanukah. Nevertheless, so this cotton must be talking about that he has his own room, his own place, and therefore he has to go light for himself. He's not really part of this house. He says, nowadays, but we don't do that. We have in the house, every single person likes his own Chanukah. So of course, this cotton is included in that, that we do the Mahajim and the Mahajim, that everybody in the house lights. Not like the first opinion that we just brought down, that only the Balabayis lights one additional light each night, but only one Chanukah licht in that house. No, we don't do that. So therefore, this is the way that we should do it for this cotton as well. He should light his own menorah. And this is what we learned previously as well in Tafri Shain Hei. However, Avoladas, the Shulte Giborim, and Meiri. But according to the Shulte Giborim and the Meiri, the Afilu Lidon, even nowadays, Ain Tzorech L'chanech HaKotel L'hadik B'Neyatzo, you don't have to be L'chanech the child to light by himself. And in the issue foot number 17, he reminds us that we learned previously, and even L'maisa, that we do have the Kotel, who's Rigia L'chinoch Madik B'Neyatzo, it would be adequate if he just lit one candle each night. So in Lo Shiesh Lo Bayis B'Fnei, if he has his own house, then the kotlin should light. But technically, he doesn't have to light. Again, the minhag today, I would dare say, is that Baruch Hashem, that candles or oil is not such a financial problem. So then the minhag is that every child lights when he reaches the age of chinuch. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Yesh Omrim, there is an opinion, you can see in the Baragola, this is the Maria Buhav, in the name of the Orchus Chaim, and also the Psak of the Mordechai, they say, Yesh Omrim, Sha'af al pi shemadlikin ola besoch beso, even though your wife is lighting for you in your house, in Hu b'mokum shem bo Yisrael, if he's in a place where there are no Jewish people, and he's not going to see any candles lit, madlik b'brochus, then he can go and make the bracha himself, and light the Chanukah licht where he is. Now, the Ramah adds to this, and he says, Hagah, ki chayav liros and eros. The reason why this is so, he brings up in Mordechai, is because he have to see the candles. And if his wife's lighting him, he's not going to see the candles. And therefore, the Ramah adds, v'chay nog, and this is the minhag. Now let's understand this a little bit better by looking at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkon Yudalit. And he says, zesosil simon tov reishai involves Sivkon. This should be a problem for us because it contradicts what we learned in the previous simon. The sovershom that we said over there, the kishamadlikim aveso, ain't sarach levarach lariyah. We said over there that if your wife is lighting for you, though you don't have to make a bracha. You have had the candles lit for you, and even if you see candles, you don't have to make a bracha. V'din kan humin Mordechai. And as we pointed out, this din over here is from the Mordechai, and it contradicts what we said previously. V'shom saw some of Mechaber in Tuf Reish Ayin Vav, the Mechaber said, Kishari posuk, not like the Mordechai, shechokin alav, they disagree with the Mordechai. And therefore, the din is that he doesn't light with a bracha. Disagrees with this psak over here of the Mordechai that was brought down. Elo, unless imkain shiyomer, he should specify if he wishes to light with a bracha, she'eino rotze lotzeis badlokas ishto, that he hereby declares, I don't want to be yotze with my wife sliding, as we said previously, Moshe Kosov Ramah, acharze, as the Ramah says right afterwards, v'ayelikamei, which we'll see momentarily. So let's see that Ramah now. The Ramah continues, he says, v'afilu umetzel Yehudim v'ro'aneris, and even if he's by other Jews, and he would be able to see the candles of those other Jews, so then he doesn't have to light for himself, he could make the shasinisim by seeing those candles. Nevertheless, imrotzel lahachmir alasu, if he wishes to be machmir on himself, u'lahadik v'nehatzel, and to light his own chanukah licht, he's allowed to do so with a bracha. Madlich u'mevarach aleihem, he brings down from the Truma Sedesh and the Maril and the Truvas Maril that this is in fact the commonly accepted practice. Now, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkan Tetzvav, he explains, Rosh Lomar, what the Ramah is telling us here is, after Medina, potu lahadlik in Madlikin lo beveso. Technically, if his wife is lighting for him, he doesn't have to light. He was Yotzi with her lighting. Nevertheless, me komakum im Rosh Lahakim, that's what if he wishes to be Makar on himself, or lahadlik biatzmo rashoy. If he wishes to, he is allowed to go and be Madlik with a bracha. However, in this situation, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Uvad." In that situation, Yechavim b'machshavto. He should think, "Kodem shas hadlaka." Before he lights, before his wife lights, shene rotzel lotzis b'shalishto, that he doesn't wish to be yotzi with her lighting. He has a negative kavana, so to say. I do not wish to be yotzi with my wife's lighting because I'm going to light later on myself. Omimela less kamishum brachal v'tala. Now there's no brachal v'tala because he wasn't yotzi with her lighting. The kivin shene rotzel lotzis b'hadlakasa, since he wasn't intending to be yotzi with her lighting. Chol chiyuv hadlako alei. Then the chiyuv to light is upon him, and he does have to light, and he's allowed to light with a bracha. And sivkot and tezayin, the Ramah paskin v'chein noagim. This was in fact the way we paskin. And the Mishmur adds v'chein sosmu harbi achronu. He brings down in Shar Tzion Os Chadal. This is the Levush, the Olah Shabbos, the Taz, the Morgan Avraham, and the Eliyahu Rabbah. This very impressive list of achronim all agree like this Ramah. V'yesh min ha-poskim she-sovrim, but there are other poskim that hold achrei, since the Chachamenu Zal, pitoru ayideh adlokas ishto, that they said, no, your wife is lighting for you, you are potter to light. So then, lo kol kamine lomar in a rotzu lotzis v'shalishti. What right does he have to say, I don't want to be yotze with this way? If Chazal said, when your wife lights for you in your house, that you are yotze, how do you have the right to say, I don't wish to be yotze? And that's why these achronim say, if you want a light, be yadlik, but below bracha. You shouldn't make a bracha. Albeit, in the issue footnote number 19, he does bring down, if his wife were to say that, linyan isha shirotza lahadlik biatzma, she doesn't want to be also with her husband, below lot says about lakas bala, so then we learned already in Simon Tov Reishi Ayinei, shirashoyin slavarech alad lakoso, if she wishes to do so, she can. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, "V'inei at devadai in limchos biyat hanogim levorech." You don't protest those that do, in fact, light with a bracha, because after all, achrei the harbi achronim iskim lebracha. We brought down that impressive lip in Shar Tzion Oschav Dalad, the Lulish, the Shabbos, the Taz, the Rabbi, the Yerabba. All say you can. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Mikol makum tov yosel lahad lishmo habrachos mipi acher v'yana amen v'chavi losis b'hem." Says you want to get around any suffix after all. All the achronim that are listed in Shar Tzion Os Chaf Hei, the Beis Yosef, the Marshal, the Pri Chodosh, they all disagree with that other opinion and say you can only light without a bracha. So what should you do in this situation? Find somebody else that's lighting. Answer amen to their bracha and have in mind that that bracha is for you as well. V'yadlik ne'rosav. And this way, mimanav shach. If you were mechuyev to make a bracha, you were yotzi with his bracha. If you weren't mechuyev to make a bracha, so you just answered amen to his bracha. There's no bracha levatola. Alternatively, Oyira Lishar Lahadlik Nerosov, another Eitza, is make sure that when you light your candles, you light before your wife does. And this way, you aren't Yotzi with her. You're already with Yotzi yourself. Ulevarach Leim Zman Ma Kodim Shemadlekas Ishto Beveso. Your wife is going to light at 6:30. So you make sure you light at 6 o'clock. For example, Dainu Shemadlekas Achar Marv. She's lighting after 6 o'clock, after Marv. Kamina Golem, as the Velt does. So you light early. You light before Marv. And in this way, you're definitely not going to be yotzi with her lighting because she hasn't lit yet. So therefore, when you're lighting, it's not a bracha levatola according to any opinion. Finally, the issue number 18 brings down that it's clear that if you're not married, if there's nobody lighting for you in your house where you normally live because you're not married, so nobody's there. So then, certainly, all of lahadlik bracha, now you can light with a bracha, even though there's no other yid around, you're on a business trip someplace, you're in a hotel, you're in some place where you can light Chanukah lich, but there are no other Jews there. You're in a very desolate Jewish area. So therefore, you can light even with a bracha in that situation. That's what he's telling us. However, he brings down the Shaar HaTzion in Siman Tuf Reish Ayin Beis, Sha'af Shekein Sovar Chavid Moshe, V'Ochiach Kei Me'ashut Gibarim, and Shev the Riaz, that you're allowed to light with a bracha, Mikol Mokom, according to Morgan Avram, Ein Levar Chalav Lokazu. You can't make a bracha according to Morgan Avram, and therefore, V'Siyim Shein Limchos B'Yishav Varach. Bottom line is, if you make a bracha, you're fine, but there is an opinion that says you shouldn't make a bracha. With this, we conclude today's shiur.